Anna Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. Welcome to the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. I'm so happy that you are here. My name is Tina Busch and I am an English coach based in Germany. Ich könnte diesen Podcast also auch auf Deutsch aufnehmen, aber es gibt einen ganz bestimmten Grund, warum ich ihn auf Englisch aufnehme und den erzähle ich euch jetzt. As an English coach, I help my clients, who are mainly native speakers of German, just like I am, to deal and overcome any challenges that involve the English language. So what are these challenges? And I will give you a couple of examples. So it might be the presentation their boss asked them to give at the next meeting. Or maybe it's their tried and tested workshop they have been offering in German for ages, but now they want to open up to a broader, to an international audience. Or maybe my clients are moving abroad. Maybe they are already living somewhere else. And now they want to have real conversations with neighbors, with teachers, with colleagues, with friends. Or they just want to be able to do small talk with the nice lady at the checkout in the grocery store. Or maybe they want to be able to listen to an English podcast recorded and launched and published by a native speaker of English. So my podcast might be their first English podcast they have ever listened to. My podcast has the potential to become their entry ticket to the world of English podcasts. In my English coaching sessions, I always make sure to find the right material that fits my clients perfectly. This means that I only choose topics that my clients are personally interested in or topics that are relevant for him or her. Or topics that will give my clients new ideas, broaden their horizons, and make them curious for more. And I also always make sure to provide different options when it comes to the format or the medium. Someone who never reads books won't benefit from my book recommendations, for example. But he or she might fall in love with podcasts or binge the latest TV show or documentary series that is airing on one of the many streaming services out there. So I'm always making sure to find something that my clients can watch, read, and listen. Which means that I am constantly hunting for new content on the internet for my clients. And in this podcast, I'm sharing these treasures with you too. So now you know how the format and the language of the podcast What to Watch, Read and Listen came into being. If you don't speak English, or if English is not your native language, just as it's not the native language of my clients, there are a few things that make listening to this podcast easier for you, especially if you are not used yet to listening to podcasts in English. First of all, as you can hear, I am not a native speaker. I have a German accent, yes, and I don't speak as fast as native speakers do, at least I try not to. And very important, I will make mistakes. I will search for the right word and I might not find it. And I will struggle with my face and muscle memory because I'm used to speaking German on a daily basis. So I'm dealing with all the problems that any other non-native speaker of a foreign language is dealing with. With this podcast, I would like to invite you to join me on a fun, thought-provoking, life-enriching journey into the English-speaking world. So improve your English, stay curious, and rock the world.
I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Bush, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Bush, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabush.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Bush. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.